The wheat tour is happening this week, and I'm sure you've heard some scattered reports since the carloads of folks left Manhattan yesterday morning. We're going to discuss what happened last night at the wrap-up meeting in Colby. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. Now, the yield estimate for day one was 46.9 bushels per acre, and that was reported last night when we were at our wrap-up meeting. This was from an estimated 240 stops along six routes from Manhattan to Colby. Now, that 46.9 bushel per acre yield estimate was less than the estimate for both 2018 and 2017. However, this estimate is similar to the yield per estimate in 2016 for that first day of 47.1 bushels per acre. Now, also remember that this is just day one of the three-day wheat tour. Today, they're working their way through western, southwest, and south-central Kansas, and the wrap-up today is in Wichita tonight. There were just a couple of overarching comments during the car reports last night. One was the fact that the wheat is running behind in its growth and development. Now, I'm sure that's no news to you guys who are out looking at wheat in the field. Many times when the wheat tour is finishing day one in Colby, they're looking at wheat in the boot stage of development. This year, that wheat is just starting to show its second joint, so quite a ways behind normal. This is concerning because if the weather turns off hot, that wheat will be pushing to get through its grain field period in a compressed timeline. In addition, the general consensus is that the wheat is in a pretty decent condition. There wasn't a great deal of discussion about diseases and only a little bit of discussion on drought stress. So far, we haven't really been talking a lot about diseases, including rust or viral. However, we know that we're starting to find some rust, both stripe rust and leaf rust, in central Kansas. In addition, there's isolated reports of wheat streak mosaic throughout the state. Finally, there are drier conditions east of Colby, but while the surface is fairly dry, there is some profile moisture. Now, many times I get asked how they actually estimate the yields during the wheat tour. The folks doing the yield estimates are using the K-State publication, Estimating Wheat Yields. This publication shows how to calculate yield estimates. It takes into account the row spacing, the number of stems per foot of row, the area of the state that they're taking the yield estimate in, and what kind of year it is shaping up to be, whether it's a poor or a good year. Now, I have this Estimating Wheat Yields publication posted on my website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy, and I have it posted on our Facebook page at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy. This way, you can stop by your own wheat field and calculate its yield potential. Then you can see how it compares to the yield estimate for the day one of 46.9 bushel per acre. Now, I'll continue to listen to see what the wrap-up for day two and day three is and report back to you what the yield estimate is for the wheat tour. If you have any questions on this, please give me a call at the K-State Extension offices in Sharon Springs, Goodland, or St. Francis, or you can get a hold of me on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby.